I am a robot.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Naked and alone.
I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode of MIS, we're going to be talking about ChatGPT. Unless you've been living under a rock somewhere, maybe you haven't heard about this, but it's the newest AI that everyone's freaking out about. Let's talk a little bit about it and some of its capabilities. Let's get started. So I thought it would be kind of fun if I asked ChatGPT some questions and then played them back through an audio synthesizer so you could hear the response via audio. Normally, it's just a text-based response. So here we go. First question. ChatGPT, who created you?
I was created by OpenAI, a research organization that aims to develop and promote friendly AI in a responsible way.
What does the GPT part stand for in ChatGPT anyway?
GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. It is a type of language model that uses deep learning techniques to generate human-like text. The model is pre-trained on a large corpus of text data and can be fine-tuned for a variety of natural language processing tasks, such as language translation and question answering.
ChatGPT, what do most people use you to do anyway?
Most people use me for a variety of natural language processing tasks, such as text generation, language translation, question answering, and text summarization. I can also be used to help with tasks such as content creation, chatbot development, and language understanding. Additionally, I can be fine-tuned for specific industries, such as healthcare, finance, or e-commerce, to gain domain-specific knowledge.
How long did it take your engineers to develop this software and to make everything work so seamlessly?
The development of GPT-3 took several years of research and development. The team at OpenAI began working on the model in 2016 and it was first released in June 2020. However, the development of GPT-3 was built on top of the previous versions of GPT, which also took significant time to develop. The development process involved collecting and curating a large dataset of text, designing and training the model using advanced deep learning techniques, and fine-tuning the model to improve its performance on various natural language processing tasks. It's a continuous effort, as the model is constantly being updated with new data and new techniques to improve its performance.
With such a powerful artificial intelligence out there and available to so many people, do you think that at some point, artificial intelligence will start to replace human workers?
Artificial intelligence, AI, has the potential to automate certain tasks that are currently done by humans, which could lead to some job displacement. However, it is also likely that AI will create new jobs and opportunities, as well as improve productivity and efficiency in many industries. It is important to note that AI is not a monolithic technology, and its impact will vary depending on the specific task and industry. Some tasks, such as data entry or repetitive manual labor, may be more easily automated than others, such as jobs that involve creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence. Additionally, it is also important to take into account the ethical, social, and economic implications of AI and its impact on the workforce. It's expected that the use of AI will lead to a shift in the skill set required by jobs. Thus, it is important to consider how to prepare and educate the workforce for this transition and how to ensure that the benefits of AI are distributed fairly. Overall, it is likely that AI will change the way work is done, rather than replace human workers entirely.
What do you think the future of AI and deep learning are?
The future of AI and deep learning looks promising and is expected to continue to advance in the coming years. Some areas where AI and deep learning are likely to see significant progress include natural language processing. NLP. NLP is a branch of AI that focuses on the interaction between computers and humans using natural language. With the increasing amount of data available, it is expected that NLP will become more accurate and more human-like in its understanding and generation of text. Computer vision. Computer vision is another area where AI and deep learning are expected to see significant advancements. With the increasing availability of high-resolution images and videos, it is expected that computer vision will become more accurate and able to understand and interpret visual data in more sophisticated ways. Reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is a type of machine learning where an agent learns to make decisions by interacting with its environment. It is expected that reinforcement learning will be used in more complex and dynamic environments, such as robotics, autonomous vehicles, and gaming. General Artificial Intelligence, AGI. AGI refers to a machine that can perform any intellectual task that a human can. While this is still a long-term goal, it is expected that AI will continue to make progress towards AGI by continuing to improve in tasks that require common sense, creativity, and decision-making. Edge AI and IoT. Edge AI refers to the use of AI on devices that are not connected to the cloud, such as smartphones, cameras, and other IoT devices. It is expected that the use of edge AI will continue to grow, as it allows for faster and more efficient processing of data and reduces the need for internet connectivity. Explainability and trust. As AI becomes more integrated into society, it is important that people trust and understand the decisions and actions of AI systems. Explainability and trust in AI will become increasingly important, and researchers will continue to work on developing methods for making AI systems more transparent and accountable. Overall, AI and deep learning are expected to continue to advance and be applied in a wide range of fields, from healthcare and finance to transportation and entertainment.
Do you worry that people would use artificial intelligence to do nefarious things?
Artificial intelligence, AI, is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for both beneficial and harmful purposes. Some people may use AI to do nefarious things, such as creating deepfake videos to spread misinformation, automating cyber attacks, or creating autonomous weapons. However, it is important to note that it is not the technology itself that is inherently good or bad, but rather how it is used. It is important to have regulations, guidelines, and ethical frameworks in place to ensure the responsible use of AI. This also includes the development of technology that can detect and prevent malicious use of AI. Additionally, it's important to have a public discourse about the possible impacts and consequences of AI and the ways it can be used. It is important to note that the development and deployment of AI should be guided by values such as transparency, fairness, accountability, and human rights. Researchers, engineers, and organizations working on AI have a responsibility to consider the potential negative impacts of their work and to mitigate any risks. It is also important to consider the potential impact of AI on vulnerable communities and to ensure that the benefits of AI are distributed fairly. Overall, while there is a risk that AI could be used for nefarious purposes, with the right measures in place and responsible development, it can be harnessed to benefit society and humanity.
Thank you for your time today, ChatGPT. I enjoyed our conversation very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help. If you have any more questions, feel free to ask.
All right, everyone. That's our show for today. Until next time, I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst.
I am a robot. I am here alone, just like a dog.